/erotica. The title of the story is, "When You Are Bored, I Take You to an Underground Sex Club Where You Experience New Sensations." Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
So imagine that we are at home together. You are lying down on the couch looking over at me and you tell me that you are bored. I come over and grab you by the hair, pulling your head back and looking you in the eyes. I ask you, are you saying I bore you? I can't keep you entertained. You laugh and tell me that it's not what you meant, but you can tell I am not going to let it go that easily. Fine, I will make sure you won't feel bored for another second tonight. Stand up. I grab you by the throat and start lifting you up. You oblige. You weren't fishing for this, but you are interested to see what I have in mind. I lift you all the way up and I kiss you. I kiss you first on the lips, then I move your hair aside and I start kissing your neck. I move slowly down towards your shoulder and at the same time, I start pulling your shirt off. I watch as you close your eyes and focus as each of my kisses lands on your skin. I finally take your shirt completely off and I kneel in front of you, immediately dropping your pants as well, kissing your stomach and then your crotch, letting my tongue barely touch your pussy as your panties reach the floor. I stand back up and you open your eyes to look at me. I see a slight sparkle in your eyes as you think of all the pleasure I have given you before, expecting tonight to be just as satisfying. You try and reach for my pants, wanting to touch my cock underneath, feeling it grow in your hand as I take the sight of your perfect naked body in. But I snap up your hand, pushing you back down on the couch, telling you that to not be bored you will go along with what I have to say. I reach for a blindfold we have and bring it over your eyes, restricting your sight. I help you stand up again and bring your hands behind your back. You feel a rope tightening around them, not letting you move at all. Finally, you hear me take my belt off and you feel it tighten around your neck as your new leash. I start pulling you from it, and as you come along you have no idea what is going on, but you trust I can find a way to make it fun. You realize that we are headed for the door. You are completely naked and I am about to take you outside. You have no idea what to do. It's the middle of the night, however, so you think that probably no one will see you in our building. I bring you outside, close the door behind us, and take you down to the car. I help you in your seat and take the wheel. This is completely new. You are helpless and surprised, but you are no longer bored at least. As I drive, I let one of my hands rest on your leg. You feel it slowly move along your thigh, my fingertips ever so slightly moving closer and closer to your pussy. You focus on the sensation completely as I use my fingers to spread your lips and feel your wetness, gently touching your clit, making you let out a small moan as you are getting more and more in the mood. But just before you really start enjoying it, I pull my hand away and rest it on your thigh again. You can tell it's going to be one of those nights where I use you as a plaything. But in the end, I always make you come, in what feels like an orgasm harder than all the previous ones, so you aren't complaining. Besides, tied up like you are, it is not much you can do. As you are thinking of all that, you feel the car slow down and you think you can hear music from outside. Where the hell am I taking you? You hear the door open and I pull you outside the car from your leash. You can hear other people talking in the distance, and you are worried about who will be able to see you like that and what on earth I am thinking. But at the same time, it's kind of exciting. You are glad that I want other people to see you, show off my little slut, and how like I am to be her master. You start saying something in protest, but you feel me grab your throat and tell you to shut up and enjoy the ride. You feel your leash being pulled and you reluctantly follow. The music sounds closer and closer as we move. You hear me open a door and soon you no longer feel the chilly night air on your skin. Instead, you are hit with warm air and music coming from speakers. When the door closes behind us, I lift your blindfold, letting you see where you are. You are met by neon lights and a girl at a counter, taking my coat. You notice that she is wearing only lingerie and she looks gorgeous. I thank her and tell you to come along, pulling you after me. As we walk towards the main area, we come across other people. Most of them are naked already, drinking, dancing, making out. You are really surprised that this place exists and that I knew of it, but you are quite happy to be here with me, all things considered. We come across a cage on the floor with a girl standing naked in it. She immediately locks eyes with you and she nods at you to come closer. You look at me, being the one holding on your leash, asking me if you can go to her. I show you that you can, and you approach the cage. Her eyes are fiery with lust and she is looking really attractive. She puts her hands on the bars and brings her face as close to you as possible. She tells you that she thinks you are the prettiest little fucktoy that she has seen walk through that door all night long. You smile and say that she is looking really good herself in that cage. She brings her face close to yours and she kisses you. You kiss her back, feeling her warm lips on yours, feeling her tongue touch you. She tells you to drop to your knees and you oblige. She turns around and pushes her body against the cage bars, then takes her arm outside the cage and pushes your head against her pussy. You feel her warmth on your tongue. This is not what you go for usually, but she is so damn hot you are not complaining. You hear her moan as she tells you to stand up cause it's your turn. You press your body against the cage and feel her tongue touch your pussy from behind. She is really good at it and you are starting to moan almost immediately. That only seems to encourage her to try harder and you are really enjoying it. But as you are really getting into it, you feel your leash pull again and just like that, I take you away from it. We keep walking onto the dance floor. People are really enjoying themselves. There are more cages with girls in them. There are people fucking against the walls and on the floor. Other people are still dancing and meeting new people. You have by now overcome your shock and you are just eager to participate. This all seems so much fun. You are fantasizing about all the things we could do here, but we keep walking. I try and take you through the crowd, but I see you winking at a girl you really liked. You want to talk with her. I ask you. You nod that you do and we stop, letting her approach us. She has bright red hair and is wearing just her stockings. She looks at you from top to bottom and bites her lower lip. She turns to me then and tells me show me what she can do. You seem eager to show her as you get down on your knees by yourself. I start undoing my pants and I let them drop. You are really happy to see me rock hard. You have wanted to see that since we were back at home, in fact, and you show me by opening your mouth and taking your tongue all the way out. You hear the woman laugh as she drops down on her knees as well. She grabs your hair and pushes your head towards my cock. You feel it hard and warm as it enters your mouth and slowly starts going down your throat. You gag and nearly choke on it and she pulls her head back just in time. You cough and let your spit drip out of your mouth. She says impressive. But she is a bit sloppy as she says that her other hand takes the spit you just let out and smears it all over your face. You smile and open your mouth again like the good little slut that you are. I grab your head this time and start fucking your throat. I hear you gag rhythmically as I make you take all of my cock down your throat again and again. You feel the hands of the woman grab your tits and only as she pinches your nipples do you realize how hard they have become from how turned on you are. Her hands keep moving on your body and touch your pussy, playing with your clit, letting your fluids drip on the floor as you get wetter and wetter. But again, right as you are really getting into it, I pull you up from your leash and nod to you that we are leaving. We leave the crowded area and go down a narrow corridor. I open the door at the end and take you inside a bedroom. The lighting is dim. There is a chair in the middle of the room and shelves with all kinds of toys on the walls. I sit you down at the chair and untie your hands finally. You try and reach for me, but just like earlier, you feel me grab your hands and force them back. I tell you, just because you are having fun with your new friends doesn't mean things changed between you and me. You do as you are told. Understood. You are really frustrated by this point though. You tell me, well, at least my new friends were helping me come. Unlike you always trying to tease and edge me. I wanna come. I grab you by the throat with all my strength and start choking you at that point. With my other hand, I slap your face and you don't remember the last time you saw such fire in my eyes. I force you up by choking you and making you lie over the chair. I spank your ass with as much force as I possibly can again and again until it turns red and aching. I grab some rope from one of the shelves and make sure your legs are tied together so you can't get off the chair. Then I come and tie your hands in front of you so you can't go anywhere or do anything. You can just stay on all fours on that chair until I decide to let you go. Without saying anything, I open the door and leave the room. You are alone and you are certain I am doing this to make you upset, leaving you tied up. So close to getting fucked but not giving it to you. You think of my big cock spreading your pussy wide, forcing itself inside you as you moan harder and harder and beg for my cum. And your smile. After a good long while, you hear the door open again. You are longing for anything to happen at this point, so you are more than relieved to feel my tongue against your pussy. You feel me eating you after all this time and it feels like catharsis. You close your eyes as you feel my tongue spreading your lips and touching your clit from behind. You moan softly and tell me, baby, don't ever make me wait this long again. From right in front of your face you hear me answer, I will do anything I damn want with you. You immediately open your eyes as you realize I am not the one eating you out. You look at me, but before saying anything I stuff my cock in your mouth. You just give up looking for answers and decide to enjoy the moment. Soon you feel what is unmistakably a second tongue licking your pussy from behind and you are starting to get an idea of what I have done. You don't object to it though as you push your ass back even harder against the two people eating you out and they fill you with pleasure. At the same time you feel my cock filling your mouth and you are on cloud 9. Your suspicions are confirmed shortly after when you see the two girls you had fun with before walk in front of you, and they each tell you how good you taste and how good you look bent over like that. You whisper thank you to me as I go behind you and leave you looking at them. You feel me pick you up from your waist and lift you from the chair. You are still amazed every time by the fact that I can so easily pick you up, but you don't have long to think about that as I throw you on the bed and grab your hips. You feel me pull you closer to me, and in no time you are feeling my cock entering you. You bite the covers and you roll your eyes as you finally get what you wanted after all this time. You see the other women sit in front of you and watch pleased as they spread their legs and start slowly running their hands on their bodies. I start moving my hips, fucking you the way you love so much, picking up in speed, making you feel every bit of my cock as our bodies hit each other. The sound of our bodies clapping and your moans are filling the room. But as they get louder and louder, you are joined by the moans of the other girls. You look at them finally touching themselves and you realize that I brought them there so you could feel special. And how could you not? They are sitting there, just as horny as you, wanting to get fucked just as bad as you do. But it's only you taking my cock deep inside you. You are the one who is my little fuck toy, and it's your body that I want to ravage. It's your pussy I want to use to milk every last drop of my cum. So you smile and grab hold of the sheets as I pound you harder and harder. You feel my hands lift your head and tie around your neck as I make sure your new friends can see your tits bounce as I ride you and hear your moans loud and clear. You look at them, still playing with themselves, and you feel so thankful for the big hard cock that is filling you up at that moment. I tell them to come closer, and they join us on the bed. I tell them that they need to shut you up any way that they can and then test how good they did by pushing you to your limits. One of them immediately lies down and grabs you by the hair, pushing your face between her legs, burying your face into her wet pussy, forcing you to eat her, and making sure you won't be making any more noise with your moans. The other one walks to the shelves with the toys, but you are too busy with the pussy in your face and the cock pounding you to care. Soon you feel her hands on your ass though, grabbing it and shaking it as I continue to fuck you. You are then met by the force of a paddle spanking you across your ass. You try to scream, but you find your mouth only deeper in the pussy you were eating. After a few more good spanks, you feel her spread your ass and lick it. Then you feel the coldness of metal as she slowly pushes a plug inside your ass. You can tell how turned on this is all making me by the fact that I am fucking you even harder than before, and as the plug completely enters you, you feel so full and happy that your pussy is slowly pulsating. You are feeling your orgasm build. After putting your plug in, the second woman comes on you as well and puts her hands on your tits, starting to play with your nipples as your tits shake from being fucked so hard. She is pulling on them, twisting them slightly, moving them in circles, and that's when it hits you. A complete overload of your senses. You are having all of your holes used, a dripping wet pussy in your mouth, a plug in your ass, a hard cock forcing your pussy spread and your nipples pulled, none of it easing up at all. And in the end, it makes you come. You fall on your face as your legs are quivering and your pussy is pulsating harder than ever before. We let you catch your breath, but as soon as that happens, you hear me ask the girls, "Are we done with her?" To which they reply, "Absolutely not." I undo your ropes so you can move again, and you are starting to stretch as you see me lie down and nod to you to come over. At this point, you wouldn't imagine saying no to me, so you do as you are told. My cock is still standing up straight for you. You feel one of the girls slowly take your plug out as the other one uses lube to cover my cock. I tell you to climb on top of me on reverse cowgirl, and you already know where this is going. But after everything that has happened that night, what is one more limit to a breakthrough? You slowly lower your body on mine, and without even being asked, you grab my cock and start taking it in your ass. You put your legs on the bed and fall back, using your arms to support your weight as you are slowly being spread and used. Then you feel my arms come underneath your legs and start lifting them up. They stop on your neck where they tie behind your head and start pushing it down as you are slowly forced into the full Nelson. The girls are by now furiously masturbating at your sight, and it feels so good, being my little fuck toy. Put on exhibition like that, fucked for the viewing pleasure of strangers. Used up and forced to your limits, you love your role. Not in the least because it feels so good to be the one taking that big cock inside you. As I keep pounding you, you hear what is unmistakably the women orgasming at the sight of you being fucked like a whore. Soon after, I pull out and stand up as you stand on your knees. The girls come next to you, grab you by the throat, and hold your hair back, keeping you in front of me as I unload my cum all over your pretty face, ruining you in the way only I can. As they let you go and you lick some of the cum on your face, I tell you, well, no longer bored, I would hope.
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.